If you want to follow the Holy Ghost, you can't follow patterns. He will introduce you to new facets of himself continuously if you don't get stuck in a pattern. You have to be sort of like a freelancer in following the Holy Spirit. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to Acts chapter 2. Junior have prayed. I'll ride the wings of his prayer. Outstanding praise. When you're gifted, it just flows. When you're gifted, it just flows. I mean, it's no sweat to you because you're in your groove. Acts chapter 2 is a reminder here of why the early church or early believers was able to walk in the miraculous naturally. Not after hours of prayer. It was normal for the supernatural to manifest in the early church. Why? Because they didn't have a pattern. They flowed with the Holy Ghost. Here in Acts 2, this gives us a description of what the Lord is about to teach us this morning. In this season, in this time, we'll have to go back to the early church anointing. We won't make it. We won't be able to make it. Religion and tradition and doctrine of men, regular service, you won't be able to make it. You understood? You understand it? And that's what we're not here for. I'm here expecting the Holy Spirit to do a fresh thing in our midst. Wave your hand at me if you're with me. Will you accept a fresh thing from the Holy Spirit? He's fresh, you know. So I want to read just some doctrinal understanding of the early church in Acts chapter 2, verse 41. Just want to read it for to get it under our belt as we begin to talk about the mystery of the victory of praise. The mystery of the victory of praise. Now watch what I say. Watch what I say next. It's missing. It's missing. Because we're not only talking about a church life of praise, but we're talking about private praise in your heart that come out publicly many times. You can't keep it to yourself. You find yourself walking, your hand automatically start rising up. Unashamedly, thank you, Lord. You're driving your car. One hand on the wheel, one hand in the air. Thank you, Lord. Nobody know what you've done for me. I said, nobody know what you've done for me. But there's a certain criteria that the church has to come back to and stop patternizing themselves off of men, off of groups and off of organization, and basically leaving the Holy Ghost out. The Holy Ghost does not work educationally, grammatically. He functions sporadically. I mean, you just can't put him in a boot, you understand? So here in this 41st verse, it says, then they were gladly received. His word was baptized, the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. You with me? Yes, sir. Now notice verse 42, and they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine. In who doctrine? Apostles. Mm-hmm. And fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayer. Now great emphasis has been placed on this verse. And it's due great emphasis, but I want to show you something else. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. You see that? I'm in verse 43. And all that believed were what? And had all things common. And sold their possession and good and parted them to all men as every man has need. Now notice verse 46. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. You see that? Now verse 47. Let's step into this verse. Because there are certain characteristics or certain capabilities in your life you will never see unless you learn from the Holy Ghost the importance of praise. See how many amen I got? Because you really don't know. You just don't know. See, praise is more powerful than prayer. See, prayer, a lot of times we're asking for something. Praise, you're always activating something. Write that down. Prayer, you're asking for something. But praise, you're always activating or accessing something that no other way for you to activate in the spirit realm except by the avenue of praise. Praise is showing God, I appreciate your personality. I appreciate you as a person. So praise is so important. I'm going to tell you some things about praise that will get you to praising and get you to flowing, because there are some solutions you can't find in prayer. There are some solutions you're not going to find just meditating the scripture. Listen very carefully. Say you're back against the wall. And, you know, we know how to pray. We know how to look for a scripture to help us out. But nothing stir God up like praise. Praise make instant contact with the power of God. Praise arouses God in his majesty. So Satan have somewhat tried to give us a substitute praise. And prayer is not really important. I just show up for the word. Praise prep you for what the word is about to drop off. Praise is an antenna to the supernatural. When you send up praise, a signal comes of a special visitation of God just for you and what you're dealing with. What? How many got some things they want to work on? All right, listen to me this morning. Listen to me. Because what I'm about to show you is going to explode your religion out of your life. Just explode it. You're such a powerful being, but you have to know how to activate it. And I see what the enemy have pulled on the late church. Got the early church, we the late church. We got to go back to the early. See, we praying for miracles. Miracles are supposed to follow us. All a miracle is that somebody have stirred God up. All a sign is, a wonder is, a creation is, somebody had enough spiritual sense to stir God up. And he can be stirred up in your home, in your car. So I say to you, you here at Word of Life Christian Center and around the world, there's a lacking in the body of Christ. A lacking, L-A-C-K-I-N-G. There's a lacking in the body of Christ because the force or the weapon of praise has not been fully understood. A lot of, because of high praise and because of prayer and praise, there's a lot of rocket in this room right here ready now to take off. You will never, 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 listen to me, children, look at me. You will never, 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 after this day, live on the same level. Never. You, never. Things that have grieved you going to be ease to you. Praise is the quickest and easiest way into God's presence. Prayer is not. You need to praise him to make your prayer easy. Lord, I don't want nothing. I just want to talk to you. I just want to give you the glory. Right there, you got his full attention. So he says, praising God, verse 47, praising God. What he says? I can't hear you.
Praising God.
Praising God and having favor. You know you weren't your way tonight. Some people was your way. Who was your way tonight? You know the Lord prophesied 6 months of special favor on people who were here Wednesday night? Say, repeat it, Pastor, I can't. Even for Wednesday night. One man that called me got a car already. God just called him to him, come get it. 6 months of special favor. Maybe you act right this morning, maybe you act right, God might give you some of it. I know you was too busy, Wayne. You were busy Wednesday night. I know you were busy. Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Now, everything you see the Lord did for the church, he'll do it personally for you. So if the Holy Ghost helping you, you can personalize something that has happened because of it come out the spirit realm, you can have it too. So the Lord can add good things to your life daily. 1 Peter. When the Holy Ghost showed me this, I've been studying for 43 years. I mean, when the Holy Ghost showed me that, I said, what? You will have to repeat that, sir. He repeated clearly. What I'm about to show you this morning, you never heard it before. What? Can you say that, Reverend? I've been going to church a long time. What I'm about to show you, your life is about to take on a new expansion. A new extension. A new enlargement. It's yours. We have to do a little reading for me to get to it. But there's actually four things that are not working in your life properly. And because they are not working properly, your prayers are not answered. And all the scriptures you know are not working for you like they should. There's no way a heathen supposed to be comfortable around you. Your blessing is supposed to make him uncomfortable. There are at least four divine things that God has put in you that only praise can activate. But when you activate them, you will be known around the world. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I just want to read a few things because a lot of things are being disallowed in your life. A lot of things are being a stumbling block to you. You can't seem to get that thing that you're just trying to make them, but that thing that stayed there and you prayed and you pointed at it and you did everything, but it seemed like it don't want to let you go. Huh? Today you're going to learn how to get through. I can't hear you. I'm talking about no matter how long you've been in church, the Lord is about to reveal something to us this morning that's going to cause you to fly like an eagle. Flying over depression, worry, anxiety, how I'm going to make it, lack, limitation, gossip. First Peter, you there?
Yes.
Chapter 2.
Bring it, Dad.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Stumbling around, fumbling around. One day you feel good and 3 days you feel bad. That shouldn't be. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Say it, the joy of the Lord. I'm full of joy. All disgrace leave your life today. Anything hindering you. Now, I'm going to speed up in a few minutes. All right, I'm trying to give you a foundation to stand on so when this wind starts blowing, you won't fall. I want you to tell six people you're a winner. In the fourth verse, 1 Peter 2, and then I'll start giving you some things I want you to get down quickly. Verse 4, and it's not the verse, but I want to work up on something. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. A lot of people try to disallow Jesus. You ever been in a conversation, you start, you say, well, Jesus said, and the conversation shut down. We're not here to talk about no Jesus.
Come on, Apostle.
I've been there, boy. I said, I notice the fifth verse. Ye also, as lively stone, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to do what? I can submit to you that spiritual sacrifice in there is based upon a praise life. All right. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be what? Why you be confounded sometimes? When you believe, cleave, rely upon him, you should never, no matter what come up, be confounded, because I heard he'll make a way out of no way. I haven't only heard it, I know it as a fact. I've seen rows and doors and windows and gates closed, but I got to my destiny. Anybody here know what I'm talking about? I got where I was going anyway. I can't explain to you how I got there. Everything was shut down. Everything was shut off, but I got there anyway. Somebody say he's a way maker. Praise is the paved street you're supposed to walk on in the storm. People who praise never walk on mud streets. Don't know how they're going to make it. Don't know how to get out. They're always walking on a paved street because the foundation is sure, I heard. It makes no difference. Listen to me. Look at me. What you're dealing with this morning. It makes no difference because when I finish, it's going to be a pushover. You heard what I said? You follow these instructions. Let me try to make it vivid for you. You follow these instructions today. Tomorrow, you stand in the mirror and say, who is this? Who is this? Who is this? How I got over? How I got over? How I got over? How I got out? How I got out? How I got out? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. What's the subject I gave you? What? The mystery of the victory of praise. You got that? The mysteries. Everybody can't know them. But in those mysteries are hid secret victories that you cannot know without a praise life. Oh, Reverend, I'd miss a few turns then. Because I haven't prayed them as I should. How many of y'all will raise your hand and say, I haven't prayed them as I should? I'm not talking about no church praise. David never lost a battle. Why? He was a praiser. His wife lost some, but David didn't lose none. So I declare and decree over you in this month of praise and favor, you will never lose another battle. Y'all ain't taking it. Y'all ain't, man. No, because you will know how to turn that prayer switch on. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my. Let me hurry. Thank you for what? Your word? Jesus Christ. What verse I was in? Now, y'all got to pay attention. 5, 6, let's guess then. 7, no, what one I was in? 6. All right. So I'm going to verse 8 right now. Did I read verse 7 all the way? No. I was in verse 6, right? Oh, my, I got to hurry. Verse 7, unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builder disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. All right. And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, were all unto also they were appointed. Now verse 9 reveals characteristic of you that have not come out because of a lack of praise. I think when the Holy Ghost showed me, I said, what? He said, tell them these characteristics in verse 9 have not come out in the average believer because they have not praised me enough. They have prayed, they have meditated the word, they have shouted, but they haven't praised me personally enough. So therefore, these divine characteristics that I placed in their life to make them different are not standing up high enough. Come on, look at me. Stop while that man walking. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm telling you something here. Listen. Listen. Let me read this verse to you because you got to pay attention. Tell that person next, you got to pay attention. You can't tell them you can't set them here. It's not no movie. Some of this stuff you won't be able to recapture because it come on the moment in the spirit. I feel the Holy Ghost. We about to look at divine characteristic in us that have not been stirred up like they should. Talked about the people stumbling, talked about the people who disallow things, people who were disobedient, but then he get to this night voice, children. But ye are. You see that? Huh? But ye are a what? I want you to underline the word chosen. Chosen. Because I'm going to make a word up a word here. Your chosenness cannot manifest without praise. Praise activate the current of chosen in you. Say hallelujah, Leroy. Just help me a little bit there. Your chosen currents are not activated by prayer alone, by reading the word alone. No, there are times you have to get before him and just dance and just declare you the one. You did it. You doing it. I got it made. Listen, I'm going to say something. I don't know if y'all can capture. I hope you're up. But, praise make all your storms go home. Back where they came from. Demons cannot stay in a house where praise is at. Demons go back to headquarters and tell them they're praying up in their house. I ain't. They got the weapon of praise out in their house. Somebody in the background talking about hallelujah, glory to God. I don't want this job. Demons know they whip before they start fighting when somebody praising God. She's only praise that can activate the sudden and the immediate God. Praise bring God on the scene suddenly.
Talk to me, Dad.
Praise, you listen to me? Praise will handle a problem immediately. What you been waiting on? What you been waiting on? It's a $500 check. What you been waiting on? The Holy Ghost is revealing to you, you don't have to wait no more. You prayed 22 years about it. Now praise, pop, that is. What? Nobody want nothing about by local mail no more. They take 7-8 days. I mean, the post office had to do something. They're about to lose it, partner. I know some people wait for the post office. They're about to lose it. But these people move, these people bring this thing the next day. Post office had to change their whole day to have a meeting and change it. We got to get this thing moving faster. Tell you what, dead church is not going to be the whole people no more. No, I want to answer right now. There is no You listening?
Yes, sir.
Impossibilities to appraisal. Praise and possible are always holding hands. When you activate praise, you activate possible. You say, I'm a good God? You just said in your prayers, I'm the Almighty God? You said, I'm the only one can do it? Listen, praise activate the muscles of God. Can he lift anything? Now y'all got to make more noise than that. I said, can he lift anything? Y'all got to make more noise than that. Can God lift anything? Let me ask it a different way. How many of y'all want God muscles working on your behalf? You'll never carry a heavy burden in another day in your life. You've learned that the muscles of God is activated by the power of praise. You'll never carry a heavy burden another day in your life. So my chosenness, I'm a chosen one. But I activate my chosenness by praise. I've been wearing the towel. But now I'm going to activate the power. Are you understand what I'm saying to you now? Huh? You got to understand what I'm saying to you, children. Listen to what he said. Listen to what he said. Listen. And the Holy Ghost just showed me this. But you are a chosen generation. But without praise, you're no different. A raw priesthood your royalty cannot be activated without praise. I'm going to prove it from the scripture. Matter of fact, you go ahead and read the whole scripture. You see, go ahead and you don't have to read it and you see where it's headed. Where it's headed. What you were designed to do. Why you was made a chosen generation. Why you was made a royal priesthood. Huh? Why you were made a holy people. Why you were made a peculiar people. Why? See, look what that voice said. To what? I can't hear y'all over here. What that voice said? You made that for what? No, y'all not going to get away from coming here sitting here today. Talking about you being in the church. You need to hear what the man of God is saying today. You need to look at this voice. This voice will change your life on the spot, right here, right now. But you're a chosen generation, not if I don't praise him. The potentials are there, but they're only activated by praise. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Now, here we go. These things are invalidated unless that you should show forth the praises of him that have called you out of darkness . If you don't know how to praise him, if you're not praising him, there's a certain amount of darkness that the enemy is keeping in your life. But when you praise him, the lights come on. I was blind, but now I'm a praiser. I can see the answer. Boy, y'all sure robbed me up in here this morning. Y'all ought to be shouting up in here. There's a certain amount of darkness that Satan's been holding over your chosen position. There's a certain amount of darkness that Satan's been holding over your raw position. Come on, talk to me here. You are peculiar because nothing can stop you. What church she go to? Every time we get in a problem, she say hallelujah. What kind of woman is this? What's she been drinking? What's she been feeding on? She's walking in the light of her peculiarness. Come on, lift them hands. Lift them hands. I said lift them hands. Get that pride out. Lift them hands. When you praise him, your divine lights, come on, that you're chosen, that you're royal, that you're holy, that you're peculiar. Get your hand off of me. Praise turn light on that prayer can. Sometimes your prayer aggravates God because you're asking for something he already have done for you. Praise always activate God. How can I say this? Holy Ghost. So today, full divine substance that is already built in you come alive.
Come alive.
Praise his holy name.
Glory to the Father.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is good.
Any statement will be fine. Any one of those statements will be fine. Bless the Lord, all my soul. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul. And forget not all of his benefit. Who forgiveth all my iniquity. Ooh, what? Who healeth all my disease. What? Who redeemed my life from destruction. What? Who crowned my head with loving kindness and tender mercy. What? Who satisfied my mouth, what? With good things, that he may what? Renew what? My youth like the eagle. Psalm 103, verse 1 through 3. Romans 12, 1, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice. When you pray, then you're sacrificing. When you pray them, you're shutting your flesh down. You're telling the flesh, you're no longer in control. I'm about to praise him. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I'm the glorified God. In my body and in my spirit, which are God. You leave here today with the understanding how to activate four divine qualities in your life for you to stay in victory. I'm chosen. God chose me to be blessed. I'm peculiar. Things that would not work for a normal person, they work for me.
That's right.
I'm wrong. I'm supposed to live the high life. I'm supposed to have the best. That's okay with God. Matter of fact, when you have the best, it tickles God to life. He said, hey, I want y'all know Joe? He called them boys and said, come here, I'm gonna tell you something. Y'all know Joe? Y'all know Abraham? I did it for him. Sit down and get ready to write. I'm gonna read this verse and then I'm gonna give you some things. I'm just start reading some stuff the Lord gave me. I'm gonna just go off the chart. I got a few minutes to go off the chart. But you're a chosen generation. Let's read it together. Because you activate those things now. And you may remember who you are. And prayer is going to keep reminding you. Are you ready to read? But you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should fulfill the praise of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous. Read the 10th verse. Which in time past were not a people. Whoa, I remember that day. You remember that day? But are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Let me go read some things here, and I'm going to close, giving you some stuff. I want to introduce you to a lifestyle of praise, not a church agenda of praise, so that you will never experience, listen, shame or reproach again. Malachi chapter 2, verse 1-3. We need to read that, I believe. Malachi chapter 2, verses 1-3. Anybody getting blessed? Yes. If you wasn't, I'm going to tell you, get your prayer in your Bible and get on up out of here. You're wasting my time. Because enough been said to you to change your life this morning. You shouldn't leave here with no problem. Because you have to see, a problem is really not a problem until it's a problem. Once you get the solution, the problem is over. I have the audacity to make this statement. The solution to all your problem is praise. Thank you, Reverend. Say thank you, Reverend. See, I've gone to a church. In one service, the man told the solution to all my problems. I thought he was saying prayer, but I've been praying 24 years. What I'm talking about. He said, what? Let me see. No, see, some of y'all haven't grasped what I said. See, when you activate that chosenness, when you activate that royalty, when you activate that procureness in you, when you activate that holiness in you, the problem over. Now, this have no respect for sickness. No respect for debt, right. Yeah. Lack, limitation, confusion. See, praise put confusion out. If there's a confusion going on, if somebody have, now I'm not talking about falsified praise. I'm talking about somebody with genuine, I'm going to tell you how to have genuine praise. Praise always causes an evasion. Praise always causes heaven to invade earth. Praise activates war angels. They're waiting on somebody to praise them. You don't want to mess with a praiser. So I'm saying nobody won't mess with you. Because you heard this, you hearing this message. You don't want to mess with a praiser. The $512 check. Whistle, Father, I praise you right now. All your problems got on their knees just now. Said, Lord, have mercy. I should have never let him got you this morning. He believed that stuff. It works. You understand what I'm saying? Get your praise on. Oh, hallelujah. Now ye, and now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. Give me the next verse. If you will not hear, if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name. Watch what's going to happen now. If you don't lay it to heart, praise is giving glory to the name. Said the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessing. Yeah, I have cursed them already because you do not lay it to heart. Behold, I will corrupt your seed and spread dung on your faces, even as the dung of your solemn feast, and one shall take you away with it. See, I'm not going to let that happen to you. I can't stop praising the name. Jesus, you remember that? I just can't stop praising his name. So, some of y'all don't even know that song, man. I don't want to stop praising him. Now I can't, the Holy Ghost keep reminding me, because it's so sacred here this morning. Those four divine characteristics you bring to 100% operation when you praise him. When you praise them, your home become a chosen place. I think we'll stay here. We'll continue favor and praise this month. I invite you all to come. Maybe the Lord will have mercy on you and give you them 6 months of special favor. We got last Wednesday. If you show up next Wednesday. I really don't know what's going to happen when I come up in here. Now, three major requirements to praise God. I better give these to you so you leave here with them. Three major requirements. This is one. A sanctified heart. And a sanctified soul. 1 Peter chapter 3. You see, you just can't praise the Lord. You got to have a sanctified heart. 1 Peter 3:15 says, but sanctify the Lord. You see me? God in your heart, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Holy hands. 1 Timothy 2:8. Romans 12:1. Holy hand. That have sanctified heart and holy hand. He made it possible for you to have that. The third thing, if you're going to praise God, you're going to have fruitful lips. Ephesians chapter 5, 18 to 21. Now he said to me to tell you, you want to praise me every time a complaint come up. I want you to praise me and give me thanks for my goodness when a complaint come up. The greatest, listen, class, I got 8 minutes. The greatest obstacle facing you in your life will never require more than praise to become a miracle. God dug it. You heard that? The greatest obstacles facing you in life will never require more than praise to become a miracle. There are some obstacles God has permitted in your life to introduce you to the fields of miracles. No obstacle can escape the touch of Jesus. And you invoke that touch by instant praise from the soul. You ready to shout? Let me say a few more things. I got a little more time. I'm holding something. We'll probably take off next Sunday what I'm holding, but I'm going to give it to you. Praise is the missing warfare weapon. What happens when praise and prayer are mixed with faith? Real praise releases magnification, glorification, and domination in the highest realm of the spirit. Prophetic praise is so powerful for preceding results. Results never stop. God said, I can't stop blessing you because you praise my name. I just can't stop blessing. Many times praise stands on a higher level than prayer because it's not asking, but it is acknowledging the greatness of God, which all provoke more of his greatness to be released. Praise is the trumpet to heavenly visitation and heavenly evasion. Let me give you a few more things quickly. Can I give you a few more things? Understanding the mystery of praise. Praise is a divine mystery that releases God's presence, power, provision, and protection. The enemy is afraid for you to become a real praiser who knows how to live a lifestyle of praise. Praise is a heavenly satellite that signal the visitations of the ability of God. When you start praising him, a satellite start going around your head, giving heaven a place to land. I think somebody ought to say praise his name. All right, here we go. Acts chapter 16, I'll close. Acts chapter 16. There's a combination between Acts 12, Acts 16. Peter was in jail. The church stayed instantly in prayer for him. Now, he did receive a miracle, but it wasn't immediately. Now, just these two are tied. Then Acts 12, you read it, you see about the enemy had put Peter in jail, and the church was instantly in prayer for him. And he did get a miracle. Oh, he did get a miracle. But then when you go to Acts 16, you see two other boys in jail. I don't know who else was praying for them, but they were doing two things themselves. And the power came suddenly, and y'all ain't getting it. What I'm showing you is what you've been waiting on. I'm taking you from one dimension to the other dimension. I come to say you don't have to wait no more. The secret of suddenness and immediately from heaven is about to be exposed to you. Add to your prayer praise. Matter of fact, pray is first, then pray. You say, well, I prayed an hour. Well, praise him a half hour. And you can magnify the Lord with tongue, you know. Praying in the spirit. But you're still in the praise mode. I don't want nothing, Lord. I just come at this segment to bless your name. Nobody know my God like me. Yeah. If you learn how to praise them, you'll come out your niggerness. Nobody can be a nigger who prays God. Nobody can be inferior who prays God. Don't care what nobody else say. I know who I am. I'm connected to the vine. You're not going to take my mind. I'm connected to the vine. A man, a woman that prays God cannot even think about being inferior. What? Some of your injuries not going to leave until you praise him. Some things been said about you. And some things have been talked about you. Things are still being subliminally said about you. But if you've been again, they'll call some other praising. The doctor degree, the PhD, the master, the being a lawyer can't take you out like praise. Because even with a PhD, men don't respect you. But a man who can walk in that room, that woman hadn't been walking for 12 years, and that man said, I'm not going to pray, ma'am, get up. Jesus said to that man, his son was sick. Jesus said, you're not going to believe unless you see miracle signs and wonders. Man said, look, Lord, I ain't got no time for this. My child's sick. Come on out of the house. The Lord looked at him and said, all right, I'm going to see what I'm going to check you out. Your son living. Walk on. He on the way home. The servant meet him. And said, the boy done got cleared up. He said, what time was it? We got to stop looking for miracles and let miracles look for us. Catch somebody by the hand. Tell them, shake that hand. Tell them you got power in that hand. You ain't got to pray about everything. Declare, decree, say. You ever said this? Somebody about to get blessed. Watch what I'm saying. This thing over. Y'all gonna rejoice or what? Stop praying all day about it. Just stand up and look at it and say, you over. Hallelujah. I receive, sir. That's $2,000. Acts chapter 16. Go home with the victory. I'll close. We'll take up. I'm going to make a statement and read a verse. How many of y'all better off now? Man, I don't want y'all shucking and jiving me now. You understand what I'm doing here? You understand what's going on here? Huh? It's apostolic. You will not get this full impact from a normal pastor. He got to be connected to the apostolic. These four things have risen up in you. And you know how to activate them in a matter of a second. Demons can't rest where praise is. Now I want all of y'all to look at the scripture with me when I'm closing here. Acts 16. And I may get further into it next week, but I want you to see something. It doesn't matter. Acts 16:25. I want you to write this down. You got your pen or your pad, whatever? Praise pleases God and provokes the supernatural. Praise, say it with me, praise pleases God. Praise is problem crucifixion. It must die. Praise is victory resurrection. Any of my members here, you got any trouble going on, we answered this morning. If prayers don't work, I quit. I've seen too much. I've experienced too much to know that what I'm telling you, sir, it works. It works suddenly, it works immediately, and you have the divine right because you're a son of God. You will never be whipped again. You cannot whip a praiser. You can't lock a praiser up. And at midnight, late in the midnight hour, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and got their victory. No. No. And sing praises where? Unto God. And what happened? But not only the prisoner heard him. But God wants you, God wants the heathen to hear you praising him. Look at verse 26, what praise did. Praise, prayer and praise mix. And suddenly, Everybody saying suddenly. Oh, this good preaching ground here. And suddenly I was out. And suddenly it was over. And suddenly I don't have to see it no more. And suddenly I got my breakthrough. How fast? Let me ask you a question then. How fast, that's 150, how fast is suddenly? It's faster than light. Light travels 186,000 miles a second. Suddenly faster than that. Suddenly be there waiting on light. Tell three people I'm going to have me some suddenness. Because, listen, y'all give me a few minutes. Give me a few minutes. The same Bible talks about wait wrote suddenly. I think we've been through our waiting period. I thank many people, Jimmy, under the sound of my voice, about to step into their suddenly blessing. If I'm talking about you, cut up a little bit. How many of y'all ready? How many of y'all ready for some suddenly blessing? Like right now. Come on, lift your hand. We're in a stage that evil is raging. But yet the church should have the answer.
Yes, sir.
And the Holy Ghost is raging. Revealing to God's people that you are a chosen generation. You're a raw priesthood. Give somebody a high five. You're a raw priesthood. You got the right to live in dignity. You got the right to live on top. You got the right to praise his name. You got the right to say hallelujah. You got the right to say glory to God. You got the right to activate that I'm a holy person. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. For the Lord is good. And his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. I'm just going to praise his name. I'm a praiser. I manifest the glory of God. I magnify his name. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, that name, Jesus. Glory. I came to church with a problem. I left with a solution. I came to church with pain, but I'm leaving with ease. I came to church worried, but I'm a happy man. I'm a happy woman, because I know how to activate the laws of praise. Come on, somebody, praise him up in here.